Thanks for joining us today on Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. One of my favorite parts of the day has always been conversations with my friend and spiritual teacher, Deb. In 10 years, we've never run out of things to talk about when it comes to matters of spirituality, recovery, the heart, soul, and ego. I always have the questions, and she always has the answers. Today's topic is letting things be okay without looking for a problem. So, why do we struggle to let things just be okay?
Good morning, Chas.
I mean, I do. And I think that I can speak for people on that.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. It's the egoic mind. It's always looking for a problem. It's always looking for a problem.
Yeah, I know. I was telling you this morning, like, there's almost an anxiety that comes over me when things are okay. And I don't consider myself a superstitious person. I know it's just fear, but it, like, waits. It's like when things are too okay, too quiet, it's like, okay, like, looking. Like, it does. It starts looking. It's like things are a little too calm right now.
That's what the ego does. It looks for a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, if we can just learn to ignore it. We can just don't give it any power. If you feed the story, you feed the hungry lion, guess what?
Yeah.
You got a beast on your hands.
So do you think that's why things are quiet for you right now? Like, because your mind's still talking, right?
It is, but I'm not engaged in any stories. Like, I'm not, my mind... it tries. It tried this morning. It's still trying to pull me into the story about the pain and how are we going to deal with this? It does this every day. How are we going to deal with this pain? It starts talking. What are we going to do? How are we going to deal with this? I can't do this forever. I hear my mind just going, yeah. But, you know, a lot of this is just, it's old conditioning. You know, I feel like it's almost like there's that wounded child that, which is still the ego, that fears physical pain. And it's like she's always struggling, thrashing, not accepting it. And what I do every day is surrender and pray to accept the things I can't change. Basically, the serenity prayer. It's just, you know, I can't control this. But, you know, I pray for the peace of God. And for the last 5 weeks or so, it's been pretty darn peaceful inside of me. Not saying it won't change any moment. It could. But for this moment, I'm not listening to the stories. So they're not really, they're playing, but it's not roping me in.
Yeah.
Does that make sense? You have days like that where it just can't pull you in.
Yeah, I do. And my mind always talks too. And some of the things, like, just sound so ridiculous that I can just let it float on by. But other ones can still pull me in.
Yeah.
Yesterday, I was trying to convince myself I had COVID. That was the story yesterday. Mm-hmm. That was the one that was holding on. So, okay. Went to this event the night before, which I haven't been out to around a lot of people in a while.
How'd it feel?
Suffocating. It felt suffocating. I have not been person to person to person like that since COVID started. Right. I don't like breathing. Take COVID out of the picture. I don't like breathing in people's air. Like, I don't like being that close to people. I just don't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So in my mind, I thought this thing was outside, which was going to feel better, but it was inside him and there were a lot of us. And so, yes, I'm sure I planted the seed right there, like, going to get COVID. Yep. And sure enough, the next day I, made myself have a sore throat, which I get a sore throat anyway. A lot of the time it kind of coincides with speaking up. If you believe in that kind of thing. But when I let go of the story, I completely forgot about the sore throat. Mm. And it was like I was fine the rest of the day. I had to let go of it.
Yeah. Yeah, the mind will invent something and, you know.
Literally.
And it will pull us in, and then we start listening to it, right? And then it starts talking more, and then talks more, and then pretty soon we have anxiety in our body.
Yep.
Crazy. And it's all, it's not even real. I mean, the ego is nothing but, it's not a person, it's not an entity, it's just the conditioned mind. It's just how it operates.
Yeah.
But it doesn't, there's nothing new. Like, the mind doesn't come up with anything new. It's all old news.
You're right.
It's all old news.
It always is. It always is.
If it doesn't have any wisdom.
No. No. My mind's favorite one is to search for that next thing that I did wrong. That's my mind's favorite thing to do.
Okay.
Searching, searching, searching.
Yes, I know. Mine searches for pain.
And I will find it. Even if it was 25 years ago, I will pull it up.
Oh, yeah. It doesn't forget. The mind.
Oh, gosh.
It's crazy, isn't it?
It's funny, but it's true. I mean, it is.
Best thing we can do is just observe the mind, but not buy into it. It's there. You can't make it go away. You can't fight with it. You can't wrestle with ego. You'll lose. But you can, you know, listen, not listen. You know, just kind of blow it off.
Do you think it's that easy, though? I don't feel like it's that easy most days.
No, it's not that easy. It's not that easy. That's why I surrender every day.
Yeah.
And I have days where I can do it and days where I can't.
Because once it grabs you, it grabs you.
And then it really... Once you're in, you're in.
And then it takes a lot to get unstuck there.
Yep.
Like,
yeah, it can eat up your whole day.
It really can. Yeah. It really can. It is a little sabotager in there. Mm-hmm. And I see when, even on days when that day that I told you I felt joy, I didn't even want to say it out loud.
I know, you feel superstitious.
I know, I didn't want to say it out loud because... Yeah. That part of me is convinced it'll be snatched.
No, say it out loud.
Yeah.
You want to say it out loud, Jess.
Yeah, but even...
Be superstitious. Ego's just tricking you.
Yep, even owning my strength yesterday. Like, I don't know. It just likes to negate everything that is true. It does.
Yeah.
It'll argue.
Oh, for sure. You won't win an argument.
Like I'm making everything up or something. Like, I don't know. It's so weird. Like I'm some phony. I don't know where that, I don't know where that comes from. That it.
Of course you do.
Do I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess.
All the messages.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right.
Old conditioning.
I'm a shady person. Yep. I'm Miss Shade over here. Mm. I used to be. But I'm not anymore.
Yeah, we're not playing the stories of I used to be anymore, right?
Okay. Right.
Yep. Let go of that one.
Yeah.
Then you're just validating your ego.
I know. It's totally self-defeating. Totally self-defeating.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And you know, as we're talking about all this, I'm thinking about, you know, does ego like it quiet? Does ego do well? Does the child in us know how to let things just be quiet? Just let things be. Now, I know when I'm like doing art, things like that, where it kind of takes my mind off, you know, physical stuff. It's probably like I was as a child. I could, you know, read a book. I could, you know, go out in nature and I could forget about my fears and worries that I lived within my house growing up. There was ways that I escape, and there's ways today that, you know, you can deflect it for a little bit. But I just am wondering if maybe the part of us that's not comfortable with things being quiet is the child, that she's expecting things to go wrong.
Right? Yeah, that's confusing. I mean, I'm sure it's true. Because I feel like my little girl wanted to be left alone. But I mean, I guess that's not entirely true because I wanted love too. Yeah. I don't know. That's confusing.
No child wants to be completely alone, Jess.
No child. I guess I wanted to be, I just wanted away from the chaos. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you wanted to feel safe, but I'm sure you wanted to feel loved.
Absolutely.
Sure, desperately wants to feel loved. All children do.
More than anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's got to be the little girl that doesn't, I know that's, my little girl's always waiting for something to be snatched, so I know.
And she's also the one that's looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yep. That song plays every time you say that to me. Yes. She's a little confused.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
She is a little bit confused.
Can't put her in charge.
Yeah. Yep. So learning to let things be okay.
Yeah, just let things be good. It's okay. It's yeah, let things be good.
Yeah.
And maybe good is just quiet. Just with all that noise inside, it just kind of quieted down.
That's what I think.
Because you're not feeding it.
Yeah.
You're not reacting to it.
Yeah, not coming up with the next thing to go wrong, the next problem.
And at this moment, it doesn't have power over you. When things are quiet, it doesn't have power. It will continue to try to take power back again. But at that moment, you just enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah, when I'm in truth, ego can't touch me.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So, what's your word today?
Quiet. I'm going with quiet again. Yep. It's worked out so far.
I'm going with truth.
Okay.
Gonna try and stay in truth today.
Love it.
Don't make up wacky stories for no reason.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Any last thoughts?
Yeah. I would just say, just for the viewers, just do your best to quiet the mind. Do things that, like, go out in nature, or if you have pets, play with your pets, or read a book, or just things to relax and just step out of the mind activity. But when the mind activity, is loud, the best thing we can do is just ignore it, just let it be. Let it be there. You can't make it quiet. You can't fight it. That makes it worse. But just let it be. It will pass. Like everything else, it will pass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It always does.
It does, yes.
It always does because it's always on to the next problem. And then the one that you were so riled up about, is, gone because now you're on to the next one.
Yes, so. And the more that we can stay grounded in peace, I think the quieter it can get. We just have to stay grounded in peace.
Yeah.
Peace of God, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Wow. Thanks for being here this morning, and thanks for sharing all your wisdom with us.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Soulful Conversations with Chas and Deb. For anyone who's interested in exploring more wisdom, check out Deb's blog at debbiecruz.blogspot.com, and also one of her several recovery Facebook groups, Codependent No More, Support Group for Women, where you will find access to her other groups and also Zoom recovery meetings, where women get to connect directly and ask questions. Until next time!